This is a Caribbean radio show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station with your host, Connie, live from Jamaica. Hey, folks, if you want to talk about the COVID-19 virus, call us at 661-467-2409 and let's talk. Get back to some music now. That's Glenda Costa giving us some instrumental reggae old music. Hey, this is Connie. I'm calling you live from Jamaica on radio, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station with your host, Connie, live. Call me if you want to talk about the coronavirus. Call us at 661-467-2407. And let us talk about it. It's a big concern worldwide. It's a global situation. It's, you know, it's really unbelievable what's happening all over the world. Everybody's so baffled by it. It's hard to believe that the earth and all its people are going through all of this deadly situations. You know, we're being ravaged by this deadly virus. You know, I think I have a caller here. Let's get back to the line. Hello, caller.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening. Hello, caller.
How are you?
I'm great.
Well,
how are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia, and actually
wow.
I'm on the road just looking and see how a city is sleeping in the hot sun. No one
wow.
is on the road.
I can very well imagine.
It is
I can imagine.
Yes.
It's very dead out here on the streets as well. It's very, very dead. Everybody's so scared of this coronavirus. How is it in here?
I was just reading a post in the papers that Jamaica, it is said that Jamaica is one of the most prepared persons or country for this coronavirus. Why is that so?
Because our government, the heads of government, they were really, really prepared. You know, because we're used to preparing, making preparations for hurricanes and anything that's out of the ordinary. You know, so is your window down or something? It's windy.
Not at all. I made sure I did that.
Okay,
but I know I can probably call you back as soon as I am off the road. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, you're most welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you. Let's get back to some music. Reggae music. Have to get to the phone line. There's a caller. Hello, caller. Good afternoon. Hello? Caller 381-8467. May I help? Hello? Good afternoon, caller. Hello? Oh, seems as if our caller is having some difficulty. Oh, I'm Connie, your host from Jamaica, calling live to speak about the coronavirus. If you have issues, you can always call us at 661-467-2407 and let's talk about it. Everybody is having an issue somewhere or the other. I have relatives who are not on top of the world, and I know persons are quite worried right now. Let me get to the caller. Hello, caller? Hello? Hello, caller? 929-381. May I help you? Seems as if we're having a technical difficulty. Probably you could hang up and call again. Let's go back to some music. There's a caller on the line. Hello, caller. 929-381. How may I help you? You're live on air. The CRS Radio. Hello. This is the Caribbean Radio Show with your host, Connie. How may I help? Hello. Oh, it seems as if we have some technical difficulty. Not quite sure what's happening, but I would like to give you some details of what's happening here in Jamaica. Our Prime Minister, the Honorable Andrew Holness, then they have persons like Dr. Christopher Tufton, he's the Minister of Health and Wellness, Juliet Holness, his wife, the Prime Minister's wife, they have been doing, and along with all the healthcare workers like nurses and doctors and other heads of the government, they've all been doing a wonderful job in trying to stem the flow of this coronavirus here. I know it's a great concern to lots of folks all over the world. And in our neck of the wood, we're trying our very best to do whatever we have to do to, you know, make it happen, make it safe for our persons, our residents, our citizens, you know. Everybody is so concerned, so we have been trying. We have been on the ball telling persons, reminding them of how to be sanitized. You sanitize your entire environment, your homes, your cars, taking care of your own personal hygiene, washing your hands, keeping your hands out of your face, mainly your mouth, your nose, your eyes, anywhere you have your mucous membrane, you know, you have to keep everything clean, sanitized. Let's hear some music. You call us on this number, 661-467-2407, and let's chat Jamaican if you want to chat. This is Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the knowledge station, with your host. I'm your host, Connie, live from Jamaica. Let's chat about anything. Let's chat about yard happenings, food, culture, but mainly of coronavirus this afternoon. Let's get back to some music here now, folks. Enjoy. Okay. Good afternoon. This is your live host, Connie from Jamaica, talking about the COVID-19 virus and the effect it has on us all over. It's a global pandemic. It's no longer an epidemic. This is a pandemic, something that It's your worst nightmare. You would never imagine that something like this could ever happen in your lifetime. But it's here, and it is what it is, and we have to try and do all that we can to prevent, to protect your family, to protect yourselves. You know, it seems as if I have a caller online. Let me get to the caller. Hello, caller. This is your CRS radio. How may I help? Caller 347-972. This is your host, Connie. Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. This is your host, Connie. How may I help? Hello. Good evening. Hello. It seems as if we are having some technical difficulty. Let me get back to some music. Can you call me back, caller? The coronavirus is really, really a rough call. You know, let's get to some music. Live from Jamaica is your host, Connie. Give us a call if you want to discuss events happening or to discuss the COVID-19 virus. Call us at 661-467-2407 and let's talk about it. Tell us what's happening. Tell us your concerns if you have family or anything, relatives out here that you want to find out what's happening and how is it affecting us. Give us a call, please. Let's get back to some music. Okay, you have Mr. Freddie Mackay with one of his oldies, Picture on the Wall. Here goes. Oh, here goes Mr. Freddie Mackay.
Yeah! There's your picture on your
Coming from caller 540-353. This is your CRS radio station. How may I help you? Hello, caller.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
As I promised, I'm calling back.
Oh,
now I'm
you're
off the road
back.
A little bit.
Yes. Okay. How is it going? How is it on the road?
It on the road is pretty. One of those solemn Sunday mornings. Nothing moving, nothing at all.
And you're calling from Virginia, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Before I got off, I was talking about the preparedness Jamaica has been doing, and I am really intrigued for you to expand on that a little bit more for me.
Oh, just give me a second. I have another caller. Let me put her on hold, okay? Hello, caller. 347972. How may I help? You're on the live, you're on air Caribbean radio show. How may I help? Hello, caller. This is the CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. How may I help you? Hello? Oh, it seems as if we do have a technical difficulty there. Hi, back to you, caller.
Yes, maybe they're just listening on the board. I usually have to press 1 for chatting. So if you say press 1 if they want to talk, I'm sure probably they will talk. Well, yeah,
okay.
back to the conversation. I hope.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I was asking you the question.
Okay,
how is it that Jamaica is so prepared?
Oh, because as I was explaining to you before, we are used to having crises like hurricanes. So we are always making preparations. We don't leave anything to chance, you know. And based on what was happening in China, and we watched it go right throughout the European countries, our prime minister and heads of government decided that they were not taking any chance at all. So they started by closing the borders. They had to quarantine an entire community in the east. So folks were a bit perturbed and caught up about it, but it's for their own good, you know. And the funny thing,
Caller, is that
our people, we don't really have it. It didn't originate here, as you would know. It's persons that travel to our island. That's the main problem. Persons travel to our island, and then they bring it with us. So what he had to do was to quarantine in government facilities and did the test. And as a matter of fact, we're at 32 as we speak. So,
okay, 32 people who have the virus. How many have died?
Yeah, one person died, and that was because he came to the O Island sick. He lived overseas, and he came out here, and he was rushed to the hospital, did whatever test, and he died. He died on the way to, before he could reach our university hospital, he died. Regrettably.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You're saying that your cases were imported.
Yes.
Where was coming from?
I think it was New York. We have people from England, New York, persons coming as far from Dubai. traveling through Italy and New York and home. And so they brought the virus with them. We even had a young man coming in from, where was he coming in from now? But he came through Trinidad, and by the time he reached there, he was a sick person. So we're leaving nothing to chance. They have done all the groundwork. They've put in houses for the for this thing here in preparation. And these persons, incidentally, that they have quarantined, they've also provided food for them. All the health facilities, okay. They have daily testing, and they've given them food. So they have to just stay put. But I think it was lifted yesterday, and they have problems in other parts of the island, which we're trying to deal with now. Caller, I think I have to get back to some music before I get to the other caller. So would you like, you could feel free to call back. Nice hearing from you.
All right. Thank you so much for answering my question. Thank you.
Yes. You keep safe and have a nice one. As we say in Jamaica, we see you later. We talk. Okay? We will talk.
Yeah, man.
All right?
Yeah, man.
Everything, Irie. Good, good. All right.
Good,
so, let's get back to our picture hanging on the wall, folks. Call CRS Radio. I think we have a caller online. Good afternoon. This is CRS Radio Station 347972. Caller, hello. Hello, good afternoon, caller. Click 1 to get through to us. Press 1 if you want to get through to us. Hello, caller. Seems we are having some difficulty. Would you please press 1 on your switch, your phone, to get through to us? Let's talk. Oh, the other caller had some concern about the virus, as you'd all know, and she wants to find out how our government did it. Well, we, as you know, you might not know, our Minister of Health is Dr. Christopher Tufton, and he's on the ball. He is on the ball with his doctors and nurses, and they have implemented things in place for all to be safe. They're really, really working, and they have press conferences every day to keep us abreast of what's happening. So, you know, while there's a bit of fear, a whole lot of fear, we still try our very best to conform. You know, we have to do the daily personal hygiene for all those who are not used to washing hands and eating dirty or rubbing face, rubbing eyes and nose. You better stop, because that is how the virus enters your system, through your mucous membrane, your nostril, your eyes, your mouth. So people, be aware. It is very serious. It is so serious. It's hard to believe that it's really, really happening. I'm here looking at bright, sunny places outside, and you'd never believe that we're experiencing such a pandemic, you know. But God knows, God alone knows what's happening, so we just have to take the precautionary measures and remember to pray. Okay, let us make ourselves cheerful, eat well, and don't worry too much. Try not to indulge in the wrong things, you know, just try and eat, have your vitamins and all of that. So in the meanwhile, you know, you better yam some good Jamaican food and as we would say, take up your good food. Some guys think that it's because you're strong and healthy, it will not happen to you. It will happen as long as you're not practicing good habits. You will get the virus, according to what is said. But let's get to some breakfast in bread. And call us. call us live at 661-467-2407. In bed, let's get back to the line. I have a caller, 347-972. Caller, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. I don't know what's happening, but it appears as if someone is calling, but I'm not hearing anything, and this person has been trying to get to me. Oh, this is your CRS Radio Show, Caribbean Radio Show Live. My name is Connie, and I'm calling you live from Jamaica. If you want to talk about anything that's happening at home, mainly the COVID virus, or if you want to talk about some, if you want to offer me some nice, good rice and peas and chicken with coconut milk, you can do so. Feel free to call. Call me now, and let's chat. Let's talk about anything at all that's happening. Caller 347-972, how may I help? Hello, this is Connie, your host on CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, talking to you live from Jamaica. How can we help? Hello, I guess, I hope it's not the COVID virus that has attacked her or him, whoever it is that's calling, but call me. Call and talk to me, and let's talk about everything. Don't let me talk alone, please. Don't let me talk alone, please. If it's even to say hi and welcome, it's my first day on the show. Whatever it is, you call and you say hi. Call and speak to me. Don't just call and keep quiet, please. There are lots of stuff to talk about. Ask me anything you want to ask me about Jamaica, that is. Or you can go to the double. Hi. Hello, caller. How are you? How are you?
Thank you.
Good. Good to hear you. How may I help? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay, I hope you're keeping safe. I hope you're keeping safe because the numbers are climbing. You have to take all precautionary measures because at home, I don't know if you were listening before, but the other caller was concerned. And while she was concerned, she was asking the question, how does our government manage to stem the virus? Because we have 32 cases so far. 32. Do you have relatives in Jamaica? Hello, caller?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So are you concerned for them? Where are they? What part of the island are they?
Oh, they are in St. Mary.
Oh, in St. Mary. Okay. And have you spoken to them? Are they okay?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, you don't make fun to also reinforce the fact that they're to sanitize at every opportunity. Keep your hands out of your face. Don't touch your mouth, your nose, your eyes, you know? Although it's very difficult not to touch your face, but we have to try. You know, yeah. What we're doing out here now is practicing social distancing. You know, of course, you would be aware of what that is, right?
Yes, we are also doing that as well.
Okay. Well, we stay even more than 6 feet apart. You know Jamaicans, how they are. We don't good. So you understand the lingo. We no ramp. Yesterday I was at the bank outside waiting to get in, and they only allow like 5 persons at a time. And there's a lady out of the line, you know, she stood out but in her space, and she said, "Me no want nobody touch me, me no want nobody brush against me." So that is how scared they are. A man was on a bus, country bus. I don't remember if it's Westmoreland, heading home, a packed bus. And this man sneezed one time and everybody looked at him. He said, "Oh, no, me allergy." But guess what? He sneezed again and again, and persons got up in the bus and started to fight the man. The driver had to pull off the road and stop and say, passenger, I'm a good passenger man. I mean, you may know me used to him as saying allergy, but I'm all the way. Them say, me no care, a corona.
Oh, wow.
So come off of the bus.
Crazy.
Come. So they put him off the bus. Simple little man on the bus. So that's how scared they are. But, you know, caller, you have other persons who are so scared, and who you have some scared and some don't care. Because guess what? You have a young man, I heard him yesterday being interviewed on television, and he said, "Hey, me strong and healthy, so nothing will happen to me." I don't understand, so we have to be constantly educating our people. Caller, can you hold a second, please? Let me get back to some music.
Sure.
Hold a second, please. And I'm getting back to about My Breakfast in Bed. It's a lovely song by Lorna Bennett, and I'm sure most of us will remember, even the young folks, even if they don't know it, they can always listen, because it's nice music. Breakfast in Bed by Lorna Bennett. Here goes. Breakfast in Bed. I'm not a singer, but here goes. I have a caller online. This is CRS Radio Station. This is Connie, your host, calling. You can call me live. I'm calling you live from Jamaica. Hi, caller 646-353. How may I help?
Hi, this is Malika calling from out of New York. Hi.
Hi, Malika. How are you?
I'm calling out of Brooklyn, New York.
Wow. So you're on the other side from the area that we are experiencing now what area is it again close to Long Island's end? What's happening?
So a lot is happening. It's unbelievable things happening, you know?
It's crazy, so crazy, crazy. I hope you're keeping safe.
I'm trying to keep safe. I'm actually quarantined in myself right now.
Are you
so
serious?
I'm kind of I'm under quarantine, so I'm away from my family. So, you know, that's a lot of stress. A lot of stress.
Did you travel recently?
No, I have not traveled recently.
But you have a lot to do with the public or what?
Well, yes, the job that I do, I deal with a lot with the public.
Oh, dear. And you have to be so careful. Yeah. Well, I hope and I pray, and I'll be praying for all of my callers. I'll be praying for you to ensure. Have you been tested?
Well, actually, that's the sad thing that's going out here in New York that a lot of people is not speaking on. You have to have, it's a criteria which is so unreal, so real to me. That's why I can't fathom or kind of understand how they're going to get this thing under control. You have to have like severe symptoms in order to get tested. So they tell you.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Malika, is your name? Well, Malika,
yes.
I am not a medical doctor, but I can tell you that you sound fine. Your breathing sounds fine. Do you have relatives in Jamaica?
Yes, I have relatives in Jamaica.
Is there anything you want to say to anybody out here? Is there anything you want to find out about any of your relatives or how they're coping?
Yes, I actually want to say that, you know, I hope to God that everyone is being safe and taking this serious and following the, you know, the whatever the guidelines is, you know, that's the only way you guys are going to get back to some kind of normalcy, to is to comply, because we're not having that here in New York, so that's kind of hindering us as well.
I tell you, girl, let me tell you something, you know, all of this that is happening, you know, it don't stop Jamaican people from having them rice and peas and chicken, you know, as we speak. Persons are having their rice and peas and chicken, but guess what? They are still enjoying that, and they are keeping abreast of what is happening. I was on the streets earlier, and let me tell you something. People were just out there still. I mean, but keeping distance, but the roads were like ghost town, but the supermarkets, you know, had the persons. You have to sanitize before you get in. I have a call coming in. Can you hold caller or call back? Can you call me back?
Okay.
Call me back and let's talk further. Okay, good. On to another caller here. Hi, caller, 929-381.
Okay, good.
Tell me. I can.
Hello?
Hello, caller 929-381. How may I help?
Hi, I'm just calling into the show to see or talk about coronavirus.
Okay, hi, caller. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from across. Just a minute. I have you on Facebook and I'm trying to get your music.
Yes. Because it's there's a feedback, so you have to cut it off.
Yes, that's what I noticed. I have to cut off the call. But it's not cutting off. It's so powerful. Yeah, it's good now. Yes.
Okay, caller. You have a lovely voice. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, Staten Island.
Okay, good. You have relatives in Jamaica?
Yes, I do. My youngest brother is living in Jamaica, and I have some other family members there too, like nieces and so forth, and my good friends.
Okay, so what are your concerns about what's happening with us out here? What do you want to know about what's happening out here?
You know, I was so impressed when I read the article in the Gleaner about how well Jamaica was prepared for the virus.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was very impressed about that article. But I remember seeing a video, I think, about how Jamaica was prepared. And they were demonstrating things in the airport when, you know, travelers come in. They would do the test then and there.
Yes.
And I was feeling so good about it that, you know,
of course,
Jamaica is like that.
Yes, you have to feel proud of us. If you haven't come out here in a long while, you would be so impressed with everything that's happening, you know, well organized, our roads, our brand new roads, the Prime Minister. And
I've seen some of it, I've driven on some of it, but I think they should expand it further, but I guess you take a step at a time, you know.
After the coronavirus, after all of this has passed, you know, after the good Lord spares us, and I'm sure He will, if we follow protocol, daily washing of cells and cleaning your hands, keeping your fingers from your face, stop picking your nose, keep your mouth closed, and because I was watching something and it says it doesn't bother the skin. You know, you have to wash. It stays on your skin and your clothes and you have to wash. But how it really enters the body is through the mucus, your facial area.
To your nose, your mouth, and your ears.
Yes. But you're far away from Queens right now. You're in Staten Island. Beautiful place.
But the thing is, Queens, they're being hit. You know, New York in general is being hit hard. But
yes,
out in Queens, like Helmers Hospital, you know, they're getting it, and it is sad. It's a sad thing.
Oh my goodness.
And what I would advise is people just stay home, you know, and stay away from because you don't know what's out there.
Okay, Carla, there's so much to talk about. You're Jamaican, and I hope you really had your rice and peas and chicken today as well. And your carrot juice, if you remember what that is all about. But there are other things we could really talk about, apart from the Prime Minister, you know, the quarantine area in St. Thomas, and they organized for food for every household that was impacted.
This is how you see the empathy between people, you know?
Yes.
Because love, God wants us to love each other.
Exactly.
And that's what he's waiting on to correct this world. We have to love each other and pray.
We have to have that. I am happy that somebody's on the page, same page that I am on. Would you call me back, caller? I think I have somebody holding. So
I will. Very interesting to hear you on the...
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great evening, and I will. Okay?
Okay, good. Thank you for calling. Good. Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah. Okay, good. Hi, caller 347-972. Sorry to keep you waiting so very long. Are you still there with us? Hello, caller? Hello? Hi, caller. Are you still with us? I guess she couldn't wait any longer. Let's get back to some music. We were singing with Miss Lorna Bennett this beautiful song about breakfast in bed. I'm sure that most of us remembers this. If you're as old as I am, the youngsters will enjoy it. So there's some breakfast in bed, although it's evening, it's dinner at the table. Miss Lorna Bennett, breakfast in bed. Lorna Bennett, there's a caller online. Caller, hello. 876-667 caller, good afternoon, how may I help you? This is your CRS radio station calling me right out of the mirror. How may I help? Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Good afternoon. How may I help you? Hello? Hello, caller. This is Carmen Mendoza, so Gary's radio. Finding how I help. Hello, caller. Oh, the call has dropped. Let me get back to another line. Let me get back. Hello, hello. Caller 347-972. How may I help? You're live on CSR Radio. Hello? Hi, caller. Good afternoon. Hello? Oh, this is your Caribbean radio station, CRS Radio Live. With Connie, live from Jamaica. Hello, caller. How may I help?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Hi, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just calling. I'm calling from Kingston, Jamaica.
Wow, my city.
Yes,
my
yes,
city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, that's good. Well, I've been home for the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
At home with my 3 kids. And
oh,
I'm
goodness.
Telling you, I'm afraid to even go out there.
So are you working from home or were you laid off from your job?
No, I'm not laid off. I'm working from home. But
so
my kids are off as well.
Oh,
so
my
it's
goodness.
Kind
so how,
of hard.
Oh, goodness. How are you coping with having to deal with them and to deal with your work?
Oh, Lord, it is a lot. I try my very best. So my husband is here as well, so we take turns to help out with the schoolwork while managing our own work.
What a lovely husband.
It is a bit much, but we're trying.
Yeah, and I guess I would imagine you're scared of this virus. Like, you know, when you see what's happening all over. You know,
oh, yes, I'm extremely, extremely afraid. My kids have not seen outdoors since they've been sent home from school.
How are they coping with that? Are they enjoying time indoors?
Oh, to them it's like a holiday because they don't know the seriousness of the situation. So they're in here on iPads and Xbox and on having fun. But they don't know the seriousness.
I hope they're doing schoolwork as well. Caller.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And I'm sure you tell them, you remind them about keeping hands and clean and to also practice social distancing just in case anybody goes outdoors.
Oh, most definitely. My eldest, he goes out to empty the garbage. So when he goes out and he comes back, he leaves the shoes at the door and then he sprays the bottom. He uses a glove to take the garbage out. And then when he comes back, he disposes of that glove. He takes off the shoe, spray it with Lysol, put it away. As a matter of fact, he even goes as far as to take a shower.
Wow, great. And, you know, you sanitize your house. The doorknobs, window knobs, the light bulbs, the switches, all of that. Car interior, car door handles, and even your keys. You have to take all the precautionary measure. And another thing I was saying to another caller before, you have to ensure that you don't touch your face because the virus is contracted through the mucous membrane, mainly your mouth, your eyes, your nose. So you can't stress it enough. You cannot.
Right.
So do you go on the public transportation at all? How is that dealt with? How do you see them?
To be honest, I'm not able to answer that one because I drive. I'm not really sure how the public transportation system really goes. But what I did notice, though, I went to PriceMart yesterday, and I still notice a lot of people, not really a lot, it's not as packed as it used to be, but I still see one and two people on the road with their young kids. So they were in there running up and down and having all type of fun as if it all is normal. And I'm like, couldn't they leave the kids at home?
But so that's endangering kids, you know, Carla. That's really endangering kids and persons
yes,
need to desist. And you have to remember also to sanitize your steering and your doorknob when you get in.
I have the necessary stuff in the car. So once we get in, we just put it in our hands and we clean the hands properly.
A lot of things
I notice these stores doing out here as well is they have the spray bottles. So when before you enter, they spray the hand.
Yes,
as well
before
you actually get in.
I know about that because I'm here from Kingston, Jamaica. So we're on the right page. And Carla, so I hope you, as I said to the others, you're enjoying your rice and peas and chicken, I hope. You know, you can't leave out the food part of it, you know, do things to entertain yourselves at home and the children while you're at home. Don't just think of gloom and doom alone. Just remember to pray.
Connie, I hope you're taking care of your family as well, your grandkids and your children,
yes.
If you do have any, and you know,
I do
hope
have,
you stay
I
in contact and help them out as best as you can. We all
question
need help from family at this time.
Of course. One question I need to ask you though, caller. I hear that there is hoarding out there in Jamaica. People storing toilet paper and all sorts of something, like them plan to eat around the clock like a cockroach or a caterpillar. What do you think about that, Carla? What do you think about that?
I can't imagine people would be doing that. I would never do, because we have to think about others. I can't imagine people really doing that. People, if you're out there doing that, please, we have to think about each other right now in a time like this.
Very considerate of you.
One pack of toilet paper should be sufficient for the family and two or three pieces of meat. You know, we need to be very mindful.
Wash your hands carefully. Carla, it has been a pleasure talking to you. Do I hear a little
same
one in the background?
Same here, Connie, and I will call every Sunday. It's lovely to hear you have such a nice voice on the phone. I have to call regularly.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Let's get
and
back
have
to
a
some
wonderful
music.
Evening, Connie. You take care now.
Okay, thank you so much, and take care of your lovely family.
I will. I'm about to call their grandmother to come and help me to take care of them too. So you have a lovely evening.
I am sure she will. Okay, let's get back to some music. Are you enjoying the oldies music? Let's have some music. Let's see what's going on here over there in the music land. Reggae oldies, Scully and Jamaica All Stars. Let's hear some music. I hope you're all.
Your body line, shake your shoulders, everything in time and see. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. You got to shake your shoulders. Rock your body in time. Now you're ready. Let's do rock steady, yes. You got to do this new dance if you're ready. You got to do this new dance like Uncle Freddy, now that you know. Shake your head, rock your body like, Take your shoulders, everything is fine and free. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. You've got to shake your shoulders. Rock your body in time.
We have a caller online. Let's get back to the phone line. Have a caller in Radio Land, 876782. Good afternoon, caller. You're live on CRS Radio Talk Show. How may I help you? This is your Caribbean Radio Show live with Connie from Jamaica. How are you, caller? Hello? Hello, caller? I'm not getting anything from this caller. Hello? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hi, caller. Hi, good
afternoon.
Are you
hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good
loud
afternoon.
And clear. How
yes.
are you?
I'm calling from Jamaica also.
Wow, you have been listening to the talk show. Okay, good
yeah,
to
I've been
hear
listening.
You. Okay, what's happening? Where in Jamaica are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kingston, Jamaica.
Oh, I'm in Kingston too. So what's happening? What are your fears and your... Yeah, what's happening with you?
Well,
what's
I've
happening?
Been home for about 2 weeks now, working from home, homeschooling
wow.
my kids. Yeah. Mm. It's
oh, my goodness. Okay, mm. So do you get any help with that?
Well, thank God I have, my mom helps out a lot.
Okay,
so
great mom.
I'm
great,
thankful
great,
for
great.
That, yeah,
okay.
absolutely.
Oh, so what? So you do you manage to get your work done from home?
Well,
are you coping?
Yes. Well,
oh.
as I said, I get help from my mom, so that really
okay.
Makes a difference. It really helps
a
lot.
This COVID-19 virus is really, really scary, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. As I speak right now, I'm sanitizing my hands.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really have to sanitize. Sanitize
yeah.
your hands, especially.
I have to let the kids know also.
Yeah. Yes. We have to be so careful. It was nice talking to you, caller. I have to get back to some music to see what's happening here. Call me.
All right,
please.
Connie. Keep up the good work. Good to have you on the radio. You know, looking forward to listening more from your show. You're doing
okay.
a good job.
Okay, thank you so
All right,
much.
Big up yourself.
I'm rock steady. Okay. All right, rock steady. Folks, it's time to wind down, and it was really, really nice hearing from a few callers what's happening in their neck of the wood about the fears and the social distancing. And we have to remember to pray, always pray, because there's a great big God who created this whole universe, and he still sits on his throne and he's looking down. And we only have a few seconds still. Until then, I'll see you next week. Have a great week. So here we go. Bye, folks. I'll see you until then. Okay?
Now that you know